Welcome to the AI Business Podcast, where we feature conversations with interesting guests at the intersection of artificial intelligence and business.
Hi, this is Deborah Yao. I'm the editor of AI Business, and I want to welcome David Justin, who is the president and CEO of Vodafone US. Welcome.
Thank you, Deborah. It's great to be here. Thank you for having me.
So Vodafone is a well-known telco in Europe, but perhaps American is less aware of what your company does here. Can you describe for our listeners the scope of your operations in the Americas and your role in it?
Absolutely. So, well, most people know us from, as Vodafone Group, we represent a little bit over 26, 27 networks on a worldwide scale, which is basically consumer business, carrier business, and all those together in large network-based operations or operating companies in Europe, Middle East, and Africa. But on the side, we have, of course, Vodafone Business, which is our business entity and also our business brand, that is based pretty much all over the world. So in pretty much, let's say, four regions. So we have US, Europe, Middle East and Africa, and then APAC. I run, on the one hand, the US side of that, but I'm also responsible for several of our operations, business operations then in Europe. What we do is, most people know us from, of course, mobility and fixed business, particularly in the US. We have fixed communication solutions, going from SD-WAN networks, MPLS, to large access and connectivity to the internet or wherever a customer wants to go. But we also have a very large IoT business, so Internet of Things business here in the US. We have more or less a little bit over 160 million connections worldwide, and a lot of those basically sit with US customers. So pretty much all the large over-the-tops that you know, the automotive companies, a lot of the medtech companies are served by our teams here in the US. Vodafone is a full-fledged operator here, so sales, marketing, finance, every part of business is represented here. And we represent companies and our customers here in the US, but also with all the business they do on a global scale with us. So that's it in my remit.
Wonderful. So how are you using AI at Vodafone US, both internally and externally with your customers?
I think from an external perspective, AI is absolutely a game changer for our IoT business. So if you look at, as I was just saying, 160 million connections that we have in our IoT, once you start combining that with AI, machine learning, 5G, it absolutely becomes it has a massive impact on the applicability of what you can do with that. So for our customers, some of the things that we do try when we take all that connectivity and all the connections that we have, once we start applying AI to that, we really develop new business cases. We find new ways that they can use their connectivity. So massive, I would say, impact for our customers. Now, for us internally, increasingly we've been turning to AI to offer our customers also more personalized products and services, extend network capacity where it's most needed. So if customers, for example, go onto our website, use our want to do, for example, a customer inquiry and all that, AI is going to is actually in the back of that. So it's going to resolve queries more quickly, but it will also be much more customer specific in the things they are asking for. So for that, we of course employ AI bots. If you look at most customer online interactions, it currently employs emerging technologies such as ML, machine learning, AI driven chatbots. A few more examples is, for example, My Vodafone app, which is the app that we use across our networks or operational companies in Europe. It offers personalized services, gives rewards, And that one is available in a little bit over 70 markets. Then we have a chatbot called Toby, which is something that continues to learn new applications, new tricks. Let's say, for example, proactively conducting network analytics or network diagnostics to help provide a better signal to our customers. Given that these systems are constantly learning and evolving, we're paying particular attention to making sure that AI is designed to respect also privacy and security of the end user's data. So especially in Europe, it is critical. I don't think the US is not any different, but to make sure that we absolutely respect privacy and security of the end user's data and the rights, fundamental rights for our end users.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned privacy because ethics is certainly top of mind for many people, many companies, and I'm sure Vodafone is not an exception. So can you tell us more about your work with Oxford University?
No, of course. As I said, many of the issues that arise in the context of AI and ethics are really not known to this point. However, they are exacerbated by the scale, real life impact that AI facilitates. Because of that, I would say that the potential of AI to strengthen and diminish human rights is much greater than in previous ways of this disruption, technological disruption. For the partnership with the University of Oxford, it was really to embed ethical AI throughout the customer journey to really make sure that that we have a fair, transparent, and explainable, and importantly, a very responsible AI and how we use that. So over the past couple of years, we set that framework up, initiated by us and several of the professors in the Department of Computer Sciences at Oxford, and really to embed our ethical AI by design standards. And we really do that. We really use them at the start of every online customer journey. And basically, even in something as simple as ordering a new device, looking up a bill, any kind of query, it really needs to hold on to these ethical standards that we set up with them. Now, throughout the partnership, we really recognized the benefits of integrating an attention-based machine learning model, and that with causal inference, and really working out of the cause or of a decision an action performed by our AI bots, and using the data that's available to do that. So using the combination of attention-based machine learning models to find patterns, and then humans to help interpret or refer to the causes of these patterns. So with that, it really enables us to understand what frustrates and delights our customers. In addition to that, we'll have the ability to identify relations between events within a customer journey and identify and control any of the potential biases. So the partnership has been massively important for us as a business, and something we continue to absolutely learn on as the technology evolves.
So is Vodafone using AI to improve employee experience at all?
No, absolutely. We're using it today to reduce mundane tasks, to free up employee time, to innovate and better serve customers. One example, is NLP, which is a subset of AI, in which machines make sense of human language. And by using that technology, we developed an AI-based solution called Meeting Minutes Automation. And that fully automates the minute-taking procedure and completely eliminates any otherwise very tedious task. So what else the bot does is it's able to convert speech to text, prints only the words of certain speakers, detect action points, extract keywords. So it's not just a smart bot, but it also saves time and money. So and also importantly, expedites very boring processes.
Okay, wonderful. Are there other emerging technologies that Vodafone has set its sights on?
Well, I think if you see a bit what we come out with on a regular basis is, of course, 5G. 5G for us, especially in the enterprise, we see as having a massive potential, not just from a cost cutting or cost optimization perspective, but also from a business development, new business ideas, applications to really radically change things that that you see out in the world. So there's a lot of verticals that we believe are massively going to be changed and improved in how they work today by the use of 5G. And again, I think for us, IoT, 5G, things that are inherent and the things we invest extreme amounts of money on. But those in combinations with, as I said, AI, ML, is an absolute game changer. So 5G, one thing, I think generally absolutely super important for us as a business. One other thing that we are extremely and specifically optimistic about is something called 5G Standalone, which is basically a wholly separate network independent of 4G, which the current 5G is built on. So basically 5G Standalone is going to allow much more higher speeds, lower latency, is going to allow something called network slicing, so something we can allocate a slice of spectrum to our users, whether that's, let's say, a hospital or a factory, and they are going to then be able to use a private piece of our 5G network. So offering many devices, thousands of devices to be connected at the same time, something that wasn't possible in the past, with much higher speeds and allowing users and machines to have pretty much zero latency type of possibilities.
That sounds really exciting, actually. Could you talk more a little bit about the network slicing part that you mentioned?
And so network slicing is basically, so there is, let's say you have a factory. Factory wants to connect to 5G. By giving a network slice to them, they're able to use it only for them. So we will allocate that slice for them. They can do quality of service. They can prioritize specific applications. So it is basically a little private network that we are dedicating to these companies or institutions.
So that's the same as a mobile MPN, mobile private network.
Exactly. Yeah. And you can have already on a 4G network, but with 5G standalone and then the slicing, it unlocks so much more potential for mobile private networks.
And finally, my last question is, can you name some use cases where these private networks can be used by your customers?
I think probably one which we are very proud of is the one we did with Ford. So Ford asked us at some point to install an MPN in the UK, and that one was for 5G enabled EV manufacturing, so electrical vehicle manufacturing, and which was a plant in the UK. So they wanted to connect and improve their production techniques and really move away from, of course, the internal combustion engine technology. And they decided to introduce a new laser welding technology to support the manufacturing of the electrical vehicles. Problem with that, and in the old ways of working, was that that there is an extreme or a very large amount of data that is being collected through during the welding process, and the reason for that is a motor or an electric vehicle battery requires like 1,000 of welds, and the whole process can generate up to 500,000 of pieces of data per minute. So they needed, Ford needed a very high speed, very reliable wireless connectivity to ensure continuous monitoring and maintenance by connecting the data from those machines. So we started a pilot based on 5G to get them to really get to give them insights in the potential in using the technology for electric vehicle manufacturing. So Vodafone, Welding Institute, which is a British institute, and several other partners now created that MPN in the UK, which is in Fort Stanton's technical center in Essex. So basically what they do, so there are two MPNs actually. One is to really monitor the process, and the other one is actually where it's connected to an institute to really show the people at the institute how the welding is going. So there is online training that they can do, and all of that relies on or works actually on the 5G network. So for them it was a use case, how it worked, whether or not they could replicate that in other factories, and it's actually the start of them really exploring that and being able and starting to think, yeah, where can we do that as well, not just in the UK, but pretty much every other Ford manufacturing plant across the globe.
Wow, that's really exciting work indeed. Any final thoughts?
No, listen, I think AI is at the start. Is it at the start? Is it in the middle? I think especially, as I said, in combination with many, well, some of the other technologies that are upcoming and actually are still very new, is an absolute game changer. I think if you see the many different applications that you can find when you, for example, combine video surveillance with AI, when you look at sensors with AI, with machine learning, it's there is so much potential out there. And I think the telecom industry, together with the developers of AI, are really going to continue to launch things that are going to change our lives and really deliver extreme benefits for businesses and institutions and communities on a worldwide scale.
Wonderful. So we will leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us.
You are more than welcome. Thank you, Deb. Have a good rest of the day and have a great weekend.
To get more AI news and insights, visit our website at aibusiness.com. Until next time, thank you for listening.